How about $25? For this airboat? Sonny, do you realize how much this boat would cost if it wasn't slightly used?
Slightly used? Well, we don't even know if it'll run.
Runs like new. I overhauled it myself. $100, that's my bottom price, and I'm losing money on her at that.
We'd sure like to have it, but we've only got 25. Well, thanks anyway.
Wait a minute, boys. Maybe we can work something out. Suppose you pay me that $25 and then the rest in monthly installments, say $10 a month.
I don't know, that's almost our whole allowance.
Sandy, listen, we can earn that $10 easy. Make the boat pay for itself.
How?
Well, remember you told me about those audible people?
Who?
The bird watchers.
Oh, the Audubon people.
Yeah. Remember how you said they like to go out to the Everglades and see those wild birds and take pictures of them? Well, we could take tours in the Everglades with the airboat.
Good thinking, Bud. You know, for once, I really got to hand it to you. Okay, we'll take it. 20? 25.
You made a wise purchase, boys. And don't forget the $10 on the first every month.
Don't worry, Flipper. It ain't anything to be afraid of. Watch. How you doing, Bud?
Okay. You know, I think it's a good thing we had that accident. I bet you this boat's in better shape now than it was when we first bought it.
It better be. We still owe 75 bucks on it. Hi, Dad.
Oh, boys.
Hello, Flipper.
What do you think?
Boys, I think you got stuck.
We did?
Figure it out. You don't have room for more than two customers on this boat at any one time. Now, let's say you're going to charge, what, 25 cents a head for a tour? That's 50 cents a tour, right? All right, now, the most you can do is one after school and maybe a couple more on the weekend. On top of that, you've got your expenses for gas, oil, repairs, depreciation, and time. You still have your chores to do, you know. I don't know. It's going to take an awful lot of tours, and I don't think this old boat will make it. Well, anyway, you're going to find out about business in a hurry, that's for sure.
Find out about business? If you only knew how many tours we really got to make to get our money back.
It ought to take us about a year to pay it off. No remarks from you, Flipper. Let's take it out for a ride.
Okay.
The Everglades, Dopey.
You mean that? But this is all grass and weeds. Are you sure we can take the boat in there?
Are you kidding? This thing will run on a wet sponge.
Look who caught up with us.
Flipper, you stay here. No, Bud. You can't bring out customers until you've charted your tour. It doesn't look professional. And speaking of being professional, if you're gonna lead tours, you're gonna have to get used to the gators. Let's see. 40 minutes plus a half hour back and forth to Coral Key. That ought to be enough of a trip, huh?
25 cents? I think we ought to raise the price, Sandy. We should take Flipper out there. He could be an added attraction.
Nah, he'd get caught in the sawgrass in no time.
Where is he? Flipper!
He might have left already and gone on home.
You told him to stay here!
He's got a mind of his own, bud. Maybe he had other things he had to do.
What else would Flipper have to do?
Well, he's not here, so he must have left.
Hold it!
Stranded. We'll have to lift him up and get him out into deeper water. Come on. Hey, this is no good.
I know, but we just can't leave him here.
The sun will blister him in no time. Tell you what, you stay here and keep him wet. I'll go and get Dad.
All right. Then hurry.
I will. Pete, what are you doing here? Can't you be more constructive at a time like this? Boy, with this current, we'll end up in England if I don't find something to paddle with.
Long before Sandy comes back with Dad. You'll be all right.
Boy, if I had your wings or you had my brains, we could work this thing out. As it is, we're a pretty sad pair.
Better swim for sure.
Thank you.
Sandy! Bud! Charlie, Porter Ricks. Are my boys with you?
No, Porter, they're not here. What's the matter? Worried about them?
No, I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about that beat-up old airboat you sold them.
Well, they're not with me. Possibly up in the Glades.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
I'm okay, Dad.
Where's Bud?
He's with Flipper in the Glades. Flipper went aground and Bud's keeping him wet.
To the left.
through there, Dad.
Like Flipper is too. All right, boy, let's get you out of here. Hello, bud.
Hi, Dad.
You guys having fun?
Fun?
You having fun?
Oh, yeah, cool.
Well, that's good. By the way, aren't you supposed to be doing something else?
Did all my chores, clean my room, everything, I guess.
Since I loaned you the money to overhaul the airboat, I thought you boys were going to start your tours today and pay me back.
We did start the tours, Dad.
Oh, I see. Sandy runs the tours and you swim. Is that what you call fair play?
No, Dad. You see, Sandy and I made a deal. Sandy runs the business while Flip and I clean the boat.
Oh, wait a minute, bud. Let me get this straight. Sandy gets the customers, collects the tickets, gives the lectures, operates the boat, bakes in the hot sun, and all you do is clean the boat. That sounds cockeyed to me.
Well, you see, Dad, Sandy says if I don't go, then he can carry more customers in the boat, and that keeps me and Flipper out of the Everglades.
Is that right, Flipper?
Smarter than he, and we know Flipper lives in a world full.